Hey, what's up, peeps? It's Monday, which means it's Black Twitter time right here on BHL. Tonight, we're talking 21 Savage getting arrested by ICE, plus hashtag I stand with Cap because yesterday was the Super Bowl, and Liam Neeson. No. All this coming up right after this.
Who knew?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision, and I'm joined by my crew tonight, as always.
Everybody, your boy Al Greg, happy to be here with these two lovely ladies.
And you can follow me everywhere. I am Ashley Gray at Ashley Gray TV.
That's right. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Okay, first off, happy Black History Month. It's gotten off to quite an interesting start. Lots has gone on. And we're going to talk about it right here because Black Twitter had a lot to say this week. It has been on fire, as usual. So, okay, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday. 21 Savage got arrested by ICE in Atlanta. Story is, he is actually from London. Right. Who knew? Did you guys know this?
I did not know that he was from the UK. No. But it's crazy because there was a lot of ignorant comments like, oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't know that Black people lived in the UK. Really?
Okay, that's so ignorant.
Really? Seriously?
I got a comment. Let me come in with the left field comment. The version I heard that he's from some obscure island in the Caribbean where, you know, they were colonized by England. And so because the UK still has jurisdiction over it, technically has a UK passport. But, like, he moved over, I guess, when he was 12. And this fool never updated his visa.
Actually,
I think what happened was, I think his mom is actually from the Dominican Republic or something. And he was born in London.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then they moved here. And I think when he was 5. So, yeah. And
DJ Academics gave me some wrong info. Academics.
Overstayed the visa. But
you got to keep those updated. You know, you got to follow the law, and you are not above the law. And I can't support the fact that you were arrested. I mean, people are like, free 21. No, he needs to take care of his business. And actually, he is being used as an example, which I think right now.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate that it had to happen, but you do have to keep all of those things updated.
Okay, you got thoughts.
And if we're talking about how he's being used, not to get too conspiratorial.
I love conspiracy theories.
Let's hear it.
21 and Action be doing like a few good things in this neighborhood, you know.
In which neighborhood? Here or
Atlanta? I supposedly works in Chicago. Right. In the United States.
Oh, okay, thanks for clarifying.
He's been giving a lot to charity, Boys and Girl Clubs, at-risk youth. But where he messed up was him and a bunch of other rappers like Snoop started going on Tekashi 6ix9ine. He snitched, F him, he's a snitch, get out of here. I will tell you, the feds are watching your social media. If they have something on you and you're saying something anti to the feds, they're going to bust you. They just wait till your number comes up and then wait till you say something silly and bang, they pull your card.
So you think that this is all because he is against Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Do you really think they care about Tekashi 6ix9ine? Because I don't think they care.
I mean, his hair alone is like, this is a joke.
I don't think they care about Tekashi 6ix9ine, but I think they care about the media cycle, and I think the feds are way more adept at the media cycle than we think they are. Because Tekashi had
that.
Been...
But here's the deal. Here's what I think. Obviously, I agree. He's completely being made a lesson of. And especially in this point in time where this administration that we're under is going after not only just Latinos, but a lot of African migrants and immigrants who, you know, Black people who are here. And I think they want to make an example of him. And that's exactly what happened. And it's... It's sad because he came over. His parents brought him over here, mm-hmm. and he's made a life now for himself. And now he's being.
But at a certain age, you need to be like responsible for like yourself and take care of your business behind the scenes. Especially now that you are a public figure, I think that he can use this as a teachable moment and be like, you know what, I made a mistake. This was my fault. Yes, I am from the UK. Yada yada yada. And everyone's like, well, why doesn't he have an accent?
I love black folks.
You guys should see the memes, okay? They were taking his music videos and they're putting it like a British accent like, dubbed in his videos.
There was the memes.
You know what?
Flying.
He was having a musket, an English musket.
It would make him more attractive because I don't think that he's attractive. So with an accent, might be a little better because Idris is fine AF. And like, and it's a cherry on top that he has an accent. I'm like, oh my gosh. Even without a beard, he's cute.
Well, okay, speaking of the memes that were going down, because they were flying last night, Demi Lovato actually got in some hot water.
Oh, our black sister?
Oh, are you already inviting her to the picnic, to the barbecue?
Didn't forget about that, Demi.
Yeah.
And she was never invited. You can't even bring the potato salad. Ooh, that's how uninvited you are.
Yeah, she actually, you know, said like, oh, the best thing about the Super Bowl are these memes, and people came at her. They came at her so hard that she even deleted her Twitter account.
My gosh. Yeah. So now do we have to feel sad for her again? Because seriously, like this last struggle that she went through, the public, she got a lot of sympathy from the public. And that's my only dilemma. It's like, let's take a beat, Demi. When you were literally in rehab, the public, you had the public support. And now that someone's going through a personal, like it's not the same, but it's a personal issue. You think that it's okay to make fun of him, whether indirectly or directly. You are
right.
Making fun of him.
Do you think that she thought through that tweet beforehand?
She's smart. You're smart, and I'm not going to be like, oh, no, she didn't know any better.
Right.
Girl, bye. You knew what you were doing.
Well, Offset, if we could pull up his tweet, had something to say about this. So this is Offset. He says, all the memes and shit ain't funny when somebody's going through some. Praying for my dog ain't shit funny. His family's depending on him.
You know, my first reaction was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with his dog? I know, seriously? Sorry, guys. But back to the point of the tweet. I agree.
It's sad, because his family is depending on him. And his lawyer has come out and said they're going to fight this all the way, that it's, you know.
There's nothing to fight. It's you are wrong. And if anything, it's like, I was wrong. Can I have an emergency visa or can I have an entertainment visa? At this time, you need to like fix the mistake because it was a mistake, whether honest or not. It's not about, oh, we're going to fight this. There's nothing to fight. You broke the law.
And let me give you context. He's already been arrested for a felony with drugs in the past. And this is when, you know, he wasn't legit. So
yeah,
I don't know. I hope the brother gets a good lawyer and he takes care of it.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so somebody else who loves to troll obviously had to put her two cents in about this.
Yeah.
Tommy Lauren. Oh, God. So she took to Twitter today and she said, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ICE agents, you know. but fans were very quick to call her out on this because she had posted, and I do remember when she posted this, a video of herself rapping to a 21 Savage
song. Most racist people love hip hop. I mean, let's be honest, they love to rap it. They just don't want to be around those people. They don't want to be around those people, but they'll rap it all day and have it at their little parties.
Oh, they'll sleep with you, they'll have sex with you.
Oh, yes, they'll get it in. They may mess up and have a little mixed mulatto baby with you.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
But they don't want to be around those people. Honestly, I think that, you know, I'm not a fan of hers at all, but she's smart in a very manipulative way. She manipulates the media. She gets all of this attention, and I really feel like she's going to be paid for the rest of her life because of stuff like this.
Which is sad that she's, you know, making money off of stuff like this, out of crap like this. So,
yeah.
Cardi, of course, had something to say about that. which I love. She says, don't make me get my leash. Because we all know, I think we talked about it, last week when she was going to dog walk Tommy. Mm-hmm. And then people are here for that. People want to see it. People are like, yo, I'll go buy you a leash. You need to be on that. But one thing about Tommy is that she actually brought Cardi B and Nicki Minaj together.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe? So Nicki also said, and this is to Tommy, she said, your obsession with our culture is scary to say the least. I hate giving you attention you so desperately crave. Laughing at people getting deported as if your ancestors discovered America. Are you Native American? You fucking clown. So Tommy actually came back and said that her ancestors did discover America. And people just went
so
off.
Insensitive. Yeah. But you know what? Mm-mm. I bet you she gained a ton of Twitter followers after that as well. And honestly, like, I feel like Nicki only had something to say because she noticed how successful Cardi was when she said something. So it was kind of like a one-up or let me do it too since this is so popular. I don't think that she necessarily... Because she has never spoke out about any social injustice or the Black Lives Matter.
It's been very awkward. Yeah.
So I'm like, all of a sudden you're interested in politics, and this was very well worded for a Nicki tweet. I don't think that she even like dictated this. So
while all of our sisters make some really good points publicity wise I give the W to Tommy Lauren. She worked it, she got her followers up.
Unfortunately,
she got the exposure.
Now do you guys think if she continues to do this and provoke them that they should just let it be, or is it smart on their part to also do a tweet back to her? Even if it's short and concise of, like, what Cardi did.
You go first.
I mean, it depends on what your agenda is, right? So I feel like it kind of, like, goes hand in hand with what I said about Nicki. Like, if you're promoting something, you know that this is going to make, you know, media outlets are going to pick this up. Whether they like what you have to say or not, it's going to have some sort of traction. So it's smart publicity-wise, but as far as, like, really... and then it's also your fans. You're getting people engaged and they're wanting to talk, but what kind of information are you putting out? It's like, well, I mean, at least Nicki was like, well, you wasn't Native Americans, they were already here. So that's kind of like teaching. Right. But.
And to piggyback on that, I'm always a fan of somebody giving more of an intellectual response than an emotional response. Mm-hmm. And then if you come out with the
like
troll.
Like, Cardi, don't let me get my leash.
You come out with
I'm
the
like,
leash.
Girl, first of all, isn't that a threat? Because if I was Tommy, I would have my lawyer on deck. Like, this is urban lingo for she's going to beat my ass. Yeah. And I'm so scared right now.
So, well, all that, we like it, we laugh at it, it's funny. I mean, we know that's when it gets more into trolling, and so you're kind of doing it more about look at me, than less about the actual cause and the principle.
Right.
That's just my take.
Okay. Same, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, speaking of actual causes, we're going to move on to hashtag I stand with Cap.
Oh, I got some stuff to say.
Oh, Lord, okay. I like that.
You didn't smoke on Cap last week.
I like that. What have you got to say?
Well, hold on.
So for the people who don't, you should know, I stand with Cap was a whole campaign, obviously, standing with Colin Kaepernick because he has not been let back into the NFL for his whole kneeling situation with the national anthem. People have gone in on him. And so, yeah, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, a lot of people just in general didn't watch the Super Bowl in honor to stand with him.
And actually, this past Super Bowl had the lowest ratings in the past 10 years.
Yep.
So a lot of people, which I don't know because a lot of my timeline was talking about the Super Bowl, so I'm like, y'all fake AF.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently a lot of people did not tune in, which I was like, oh, okay, I see what's happening here.
It was down 5%, I think it was, from what it was last year. Mm-hmm. So do you guys think that it was something that had to do
with it? I'm sure it had an effect. Unfortunately, we were talking about like how there's so many pros and cons on each side and the argument has been kind of manipulated. Yeah. I stand with Cap. I just don't stand with Nike.
And
Pepsi.
To me, it's like if you don't stand with Cap or if you choose to watch the Super Bowl or if you choose to perform, does that mean that you are pro-racial inequality? And I feel like that's where the argument gets very muddy because it's like, I feel some kind of way if you did watch it. And they're like, well, I feel some kind of way if you didn't. Like, where is there any common ground? And where is there any forward movement? Mm-hmm. So, like, even with Gladys Knight performing, I wasn't against it until... Girl! Okay, so I was like, you know, let them perform. Maybe they're going to do something very inspirational that's going to pull on our heartstrings and really represent Black people in a beautiful light. Didn't. She wore all white, first of all. I said, you tried it, Gladys. And then she posted, she tweeted out, like, this was a great historic opportunity to serve this great nation. And I'm like, that was, to me, that was a bit insensitive.
Nah, that was some soft shoeing going on there.
We and I'm just like, you live through slavery, boo. Oh.
And the funny thing is, I'm just saying, she's from my parents' generation, and she was she was marching the civil rights movement. That's why it's so weird to see this.
You could have at least been a little bit more. Like, I'm not mad that you performed, but it's like that tweet was a little bit, because even the two young ladies, who did the opening, they were all Black, and I was like, that was their little touch of like, oh, I see you, and we're here, and we're gonna do a beautiful job, and we're gonna do it with grace. And I was like, okay. And by the way, these were clips I watched because I did not watch the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know. So, and then I was like disappointed in Maroon 5 because I was hoping
they would do something.
Nothing. Nothing. And then Big Boy had the nerve to be out there in that fur coat.
You couldn't even understand Big Boy. I mean, that was the everybody loves Big Boy. He's a slept on lyricist, but we all know when you get Andre 3000 is, he can, you know, be melodical, he can sing his raps, he's more dynamic.
I was looking for something. It was just like so many different subtle things that you could have done in your clothing, even a pin. They could have had a cap pin, anything. Mm-hmm. And none of them took it there. And I'm like, you had this amazing opportunity. And you chose to disregard it, and now Adam, you fine. So I still love you, but I will be giving you side eye like, oh, you tried it and got your nipples out. Hello,
Janet. I'm still mad about Janet.
A nipple is a nipple, okay?
It is.
That's true.
So free the nipple.
Because some people flat chested. I'm rocking with double A's, okay? So I look like Adam Levine. If I was to take my shirt off, it'll be like Adam. So I'm like, a nipple is a nipple. Why is it okay for him and not okay for Janet?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what I'm going to do between this one taking her shirt off this week, this one twerking last week.
You got a lot on your hands here. All right, so let's move to the tweets. For the people that were supporting Kaepernick. Here's one. This one is from, sorry, it's really small, but let's play the video.
Hey, y'all. So, as y'all can see, I'm with Kat, always have been, always will be. I didn't even watch football all season, and I'm a huge football fan, so I'm a cat. No cat. You should be too. Happy Sunday.
One thing that I really loved about that is that Black girl sauce that cannot be replicated. It was just, it's so cute. And I hate when people call it sass. Like, ooh, girl, you're so sassy. No. Girl, I was born with this juice.
Exactly.
And it ain't Kool-Aid.
Sauce, yes. All right. So Cardi B was actually on GMA, and they asked her, you know, why she turned down doing the Super Bowl performance, and this is what she had to say.
Stans, would you have performed
that? She's like a bird.
You hired my friend back? And understand why was this, like, so important and was such an uproar.
It means that much to you.
He's standing up for minorities, and it's like, if we don't support who's standing up for us, then it's like, who's gonna support us? And they need to understand why he stand up for us. It's crazy.
Well, I think we have to call in the question. Cardi's stance, and I hate to be critical and I hate to be a wet blanket, but if you guys are watching this critically, the Super Bowl halftime show critically, they go from Cardi B's commercial, the one with her and Lil Jon, and then they go seamlessly into the performance. Pepsi sponsored the performance. They're the ones who's paying for all this. Seamlessly from her Pepsi commercial. It was like one fluid segment.
And I agree with you, because I'm like, well, you know, Chance the Rapper had a commercial. And I'm like, well, that's technically supporting the Super Bowl.
She might as well have been on stage with Adam Levine. And as far as I'm concerned with the whole Pepsi connection.
You know. So that's why I'm like, well, where do we move forward from this? Because so you mean to tell me that people can no longer watch football if they are in support of Cap? Like, where is the common ground? And there needs to be some type of, like, timeline, because right now we're just like,
I'm gonna shoot.
What is it? Right.
I don't want to say I'm gonna shoot Cap some bail, but we use that expression when you try to give somebody some clarification and out. Part of the problem, people like me, is that Cap has been kind of MIA as far as leadership, you know, besides tweeting, and he didn't show up for the league negotiations when it came down to it. But guess what? Mm-hmm. But guess what? He was also suing the league, too. So he had a lot to protect. He was also working on his Nike deal, so he had a lot to protect, too. But at the same time, when there's this vacuum of leadership, there's nothing but confusion and chaos, and this is what you get when there's nobody at the reins.
Right. And I understand you not wanting to support Nike, and I don't fault Kaepernick for working with them because you need a paycheck. Yeah. So it's like, you know what?
He got his job taken away, you know, taken away.
It's like, I may not agree with everything that that Nike does, but I need to feed my family and myself.
We
got to move on.
Okay, but there's a bunch of guys he could have split that Nike check with, but we'll get to that later. Okay. I brought that up last
week. So we're moving on to Liam Neeson. Oh, Lord. Jesus. So this morning, you know, woke up, checked Twitter, saw that Liam Neeson was trending. I'm like, oh, what? He's coming out with another movie? What's going on?
Taken Five? Who got took this time?
Clicked on it, and I was like, oh, hell nah. Hell to the nah. Okay, so he did a interview with The Independent, which is a UK magazine, and in which he told the person who was interviewing him that somebody that was close to him got raped. He asked the person who it was, or give a description. What race was he? The person said black. For the next week, he was out and about trying to look for a random black person, pretty much to provoke, to cause damage to kill. Wow. I don't even know.
Well, I have been searching and searching and searching for this interview, and I haven't been able to find it. So until I find it and actually hear it, and, you know, with my own ears.
It's not, I don't think it's audio, but I have seen the printout of it.
Yeah, but even that, I'm like, this can be so, I don't know if it's fabricated or not. And I am so tired of people jumping on bandwagons and listening to this information. Just like the whole Jussie Smollett situation. I'm like, you know what? Where are the facts? And I need hardcore.
Oh, wait, you're not homophobic for asking?
Oh, right. No, I don't think so. It's not that I'm... You know, it's a sensitive situation no matter what, but it's kind of like, well, I'm just taking the facts.
Yeah.
He wasn't cooperating with the FBI. There's no footage. And then all of a sudden there is footage, but there's these two figures that we can't see. And then they were wearing MAGA hats and then they weren't. And then he went to the hospital, but then he went to his personal doctor afterwards. I'm like,
I'm going to get you to Jesse, but can we go back to Liam real quick?
Yeah, let's go back to Liam.
Only because, Liam Neeson is one of my favorite actors. He's a Irish actor. There's a couple of those guys that come from that same part of Ireland. I wish I could think of it right now, but I'm drawing a blank. But the point is, where are those guys who are like over 50 and from England or from this certain part of Ireland? There was a lot of like racial hostility, especially against blacks. And I appreciate somebody being honest and saying, this is where I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I'm not there now. I would much more appreciate somebody like that than somebody like who's just like this Democratic senator, you know, who's like barely denying he was wearing like a white hood or a black face.
Oh, yeah, Ralph Northam or whatever.
To me,
did you see his Twitter background banner?
Yeah. It's all about black kids.
Yeah. And he's in there like,
case in point. To me, ultimate sense of pandering, and I much more relate to somebody who's being authentic when I'm saying.
Well, I want to know if it's Nielsen. Real first. So. Oh, my God.
If it is real, the apology he gave is real.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm reading on USA Today. So they said Neeson never elaborated on when the rape or his subsequent attempt at revenge took place. The interviewer, Clemence Michelion, later requested a follow-up interview with the Schindler's List star, who in the midst of the press tour for his new film, Cold Pursuit, to discuss the incident further. He declined.
Okay.
So... I don't know. I mean,
it's probably too hot for you. Didn't want to touch it.
You think? You think?
Yeah. But you know what?
Here's the thing. If it wasn't real, I think he would have come out and said, yeah, he would have
I feel the opposite way because no
This is
like,
something so damaging to your career. Yeah. Actually, come on. He would have come out and said
like
something.
People, it's just so ridiculous. I'm not responding. I can see, I can imagine him at that age. Like, I'm not responding to that. I'm not doing that. Like, if, like with Morgan Freeman, I'm not responding to this. It's crazy.
Oh, be careful. Kevin Hart tried that. Be careful about
that. But
not
we don't like Kevin, and he's young.
Let me and I was trying to give I was trying to think of these other actors I love from that same part of Ireland. Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, they all came from like this cool like underground acting scene, you know, and they were all came up and I've been studying those guys in that independent like British cinema and Irish cinema. Super talented. And when you hear the way these guys grow up, honestly, I would expect nothing less. It's not to give them any type of excuse, but it's like when I talk to like my dad. Or, okay, did you guys hear Chris Rock's jokes? And he's like, well, you ever talk, you know who's the most racist man? You know, an old black man. Not a black man now, but an old black man, you know, because he was the slave. He has this joke like that. And he talks about, you know, how they were in it when it was in the heart of it. And he was, Chris Rock's talking about, oh, yeah, you know, I let white man, you know, stab me in the neck, but it was my fault because, you know, I should have seen it coming. That's what I feel like. I feel like we should have seen it coming. I'm not surprised by this. Matter of fact, I appreciate the clarity.
All right, so let's first check out some tweets that people were saying online. So this one says, so 21 Savage gotta go, but Liam Neeson can stay. Yeah, and it's Stanley from The Office giving his Stanley face. And then somebody else, Cyrus McQueen, says, less than a week removed from Jesse Smollett being attacked because he was a black man, and Liam Neeson reveals that he wanted to attack a black man.
So this is getting out of control.
And he wants a fucking cookie.
This is just like, where is it? There's no clarification. We have no solid source here. There were so many different media outlets reporting the Jesse Smollett story without having all of the facts. I don't care if USA Today said that.
I mean, USA Today, CNN, it's been written a lot of places. Yeah. And you can see the article. Somebody's not going to just publish that because they can be, you know, they can get sued for, I mean, a lot of money, especially something this volatile.
Right.
So I'm going to go and err on the side of a journalist and say this is he probably did say this.
I believe you. And I'm going to pull up a very infamous quote by Miles Davis, the famous jazz artist. And he said this in print. I would like to choke a white man slowly to death. Didn't deny it.
So mean.
Yeah.
Very mean-spirited, perhaps even racist. But the era that he came from at his time, guess what? I think even the white people back then, unless they were completely on the other side of the spectrum, they had context for it.
Right.
So, and that's how just generally how I feel about art and comedy and storytelling.
I guess I just really don't want to believe it because I love Taken.
You're turning a blind eye.
No, I'm not. I just, like, I don't want to just, because... it's just the social media climate. It's just like,
We're on black Twitter here. This is what we talk about.
It's true.
Let's get into it.
Not true, but if it is true, I really hope that he releases a statement and really
I want to see
clarified.
What he says.
I'm going to follow him on Twitter just so I can get the freaking news when it happens.
Okay, now we're going to move on really quickly, just super, super quickly, to Lori Harvey. That's kind of a...
Oh, Lord, she acting just like her mother.
I know you have something to say about this. Okay, so she was trending today because, you know, she's, you know, young and pretty and rich, and she dating. Like, she dating a lot.
Doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I really don't. She's young, and she has every right to just date around. And, you know, I'm just saying it just to be messy that, you know, she's a little. I mean, because realistically, you can date as many people as you want to. But first, she was dating. She started trending because she was dating Trey Songz. And then she was pictured at a party with her old boo, Justin Combs, Diddy's son. Mm-hmm. And now she's been linked to Future. So it's like, she acting, that's what her mom did pretty much when she got with Steve Harvey, right?
Fall far from the tree.
It's true though. Like, didn't her mom you know, research it. I ain't gonna say, but
yeah.
Well, and for the record, I think the ladies have the right to get their swerve on.
Do whatever they do.
Hopefully, our perceptions are changing. But we always talk about there's the way we like the world to be and the way the world is. The problem is, you will still get somebody like the Game talking about his episode with Kim Kardashian in a song, and we still haven't really gotten past that point yet for the ladies.
I'm like, I'm of the mindset, if you're single, be single.
And be safe. and have fun.
Exactly, yeah. And have fun. Let's see what a couple people on Twitter were saying about this, because I think most of the people were, like, thinking the same way. Let's see. This person says, Lori, this is from Curves and Color, says, Lori Harvey, playing the game men play, and they don't like it. Exactly.
Do your thing, Lori.
Yeah. And this one says, Future calling Lori Harvey a thought, even though
he
has 7 baby mamas and cheating on a new girlfriend every month. It's a perfect example of how, sorry, it's really small.
Shout out to Russell Wilson for taking care of Future's baby, because Future can't take care of his own baby.
Infantile men's brain can be. Thank you for making that bigger in the booth, Jonathan, because I was squinting. And then here's another one from Champagne Mommy. Hey, men, you cannot praise Future, but slut shame Lori Harvey. It don't work like that. I agree.
Is that Drake's baby mama?
No.
Champagne Mommy. Okay, she was using the handle for
me. Yeah, I don't think that it is.
But no. It's like, would you do something like what, not personally, but do you approve of women doing things like what Drake's, I'm not going to say that she trapped him, but some women's mindset is to trap. Let's sleep around so that we can get pregnant, like a guy who has a ton of money. And I don't think that Lori is doing this.
Because, I don't think so.
You know, her mom did that for them.
He's like, bring it back around.
I'm just saying, let's keep things in context.
You guys, I was talking under you guys, and I was like going at Future. I gave him a little bit of shade, and you guys were talking about that for excuse me for going under you. It probably got muddled under the audio. But what bothers me is that Future is the worst representation of a black man. I don't even want to go into the whole rapper thing. Young man, just a man, period. And I just wish he would shut the F up. Because Russell Wilson is an example of what a black man should be.
Yeah,
doing.
I wouldn't say that he's the worst, because if you want to be shady, then just throw 50 Cent in the bucket. Because the way he be talking about women and dragging them left and right, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, he has no filter.
Yeah, I think that Future is just a little bit immature, and that he will grow into himself, because I think that eventually, if Sierra saw something in him, there got to be something good. And we all go through that. I know I went through the phase where I like them bad boys. I'm over that now, okay? Yeah. Okay. I'd rather date a man with a Prius who's eco-friendly and vegan, okay? For you can have all the wrappers, and we live in our tiny home in the woods, okay? So I think that we all grow through that stage, and I think Future will grow.
We do, but I got to give a shout-out to the Good Brothers, though. You know, just because, you know, Future went at Russell Wilson, you know, this week, and that really kind of bothered me. So it's you know, we got to remember, you know, big up the good guys. So
don't know what's happening behind the scenes. We only see what's happening publicly. I don't think that Future is necessarily a bad father. Just because we see Russell so much with baby Future doesn't mean that Future is a bad father.
It doesn't, but let's talk about time. How can you divide your time between 6 ways? And then he's not even getting his whole... He's lost his royalties. They're going to Rocco. Right. He signed 2 deals at the same time. He's aloof with money. He's aloof with business. He's aloof with sex. Don't get me started.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next topic.
Sorry, Future. We're moving on.
It's the woke segment.
Oh, it's the woke segment?
Twilight Zone.
Uh-oh. Okay. Segment.
We're coming out with the tinfoil hat.
Okay. Can I have my engineer cue up the Twilight Zone music? And that can be playing while I get my little tinfoil headphones ready. And we're going to go into that Twilight Zone segment, too.
Yes. Oh, you are just wrapping it around, causing all sorts of tinfoily noises.
Gotta love it.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. For the woke segment, we are going to begin with our boy Jordan Peele kicking off this new series, this reboot of the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Twilight Zone, for those of you who are too young to know, great series in the 50s, 60s. They brought it back for a reboot in the 80s, and they're bringing it back right now. Episodic television about each episode. I guess you compare it to the X-Files. It was about something, an alternative universe, space, time, mystery, scary, horror.
Kind of like Black Mirror.
For us millennials.
Yeah, Black Mirror. But I actually still watch Twilight Zone on Netflix because I just love black and white film.
Yeah, like, and it's going to be streaming on CBS's streaming network. And I always, instead of being so hard on my people, we were talking about Black Panther last week. I like to big up great films and great black filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And FYI, Ryan Coogler is a great filmmaker who directed Black Panther. But Jordan Peele,
he's amazing.
He's an amazing screenwriter. And I just want to give a shout out. This is the talent that's going to be in it, supposedly.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah. The reboot is going to include Lucinda Dizek, Teresa Famiga, Greg Kinnear, Luke Kirby, a homegirl, Sanaa Lathan, Kumai Najan. Wow, a lot of foreign names. Remember, they're African. Adam Scott, Rhea Seehorn, and Allison Tolman. And thanks for bearing with me, you guys.
It's all good. I love that generalization. Ooh, it must be from Africa. Yeah.
But do we have the trailer ready? Okay.
Here we go.
Welcome back to beautiful Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wait, no, that ain't it.
Well, this
oh, there we go. Okay.
Witness an empty space filled with thousands of screaming people. A man both nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Answers are new questions. The unthinkable is the expected. When truth is not the truth, what dimension are you even in?
Shut up. So good. Can you loop the music, Jonathan?
Can you loop the music? Only because
April 1st, it's the day before my birthday.
Let me tell you
why we like Jordan Peele as a filmmaker, just because. I don't know if you guys noticed it. It was very intentional about he wants to come from like this. You were watching the Super Bowl. You're watching the game. He cuts from the stadium. It goes staticky. Your television is now being taken over. Everything that he does is intentional. And I'm about to get woke in this conspiracy mode.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing in like my little woke board. I'm drawing my timelines. You're going to see all the patterns. And we're going to see this every week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, am I in a different dimension now? I kind of feel like I'm at home sleep right now, but I'm here, too.
Let me turn this up so I can get my voices from above. This antenna, you know, I'm getting these other dimensions coming in. Gods, aliens, they're all talking to me. And they're all talking to me in threes.
They're in threes.
Nice. This is cool.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited.
This kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys have a binged watch Russian Doll.
I started it. I haven't.
So this is kind of giving me that feel, not too much, but a little bit. And I love shows like this. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with the X-Files. So if anything, I'm definitely going to give it a go. Hopefully, I don't know if it's only going to be on CBS. Will it be?
The CBS streaming network.
Oh, they're smart.
I don't have it.
No!
That means you got it. I know.
Somebody upload it to YouTube.
Somebody will. Get the bootleg.
Right? Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Jordan Peele.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm really excited because he does just amazing, phenomenal work. And I think that is definitely right down his lane, for sure.
I'm going to be interested to see Sanaa in this, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We'll see.
Talented. She's cool.
Yeah. We got now final little piece right here is this week's viral moment brought to us by a cute, adorable little girl scout who actually remixed Cardi B's Money to sell some. You got to turn up the volume on this because this is the cutest thing.
Finally.
No, not you, sir.
Not me. This is a blue suitcase.
That is not it.
That ain't it. I don't know what's playing, but that ain't it. Here we go.
Been in this game since 24. Look, that shit was all bad. The game is all real. Black girl,
This is going all wrong. There is something else playing in the background. It's all good.
That made it even more funny.
I know, because it's like somebody's shouting, and it's a Girl Scout. Like,
it's the Twilight video.
Got it. Okay, the Twilight video is still playing. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Possibly.
Look, That shit was all bad, the knees are real. Black girl magic, you know the deal. Community serve, leadership skills. CSC, the Woodland Hills. Been this game since 2014. Selling them cookies is my thing. Buy them mints or even s'mores. Please open up when I'm in your dorm. Them mints are the best. Banana smells delish. Juicy doughs of chocolate bliss. Tag along the vine. Fantastic blows my mind. Hey, that really grinds. On my shirt, blue and Edith. Some cookies to get some. Please, real nut Monopoly. I got girls in my troop. Cookies to the roof. I got girls in my troop. Cookies to the roof.
Hey, I think that's so cute, and right? I'm happy that her parents didn't kind of like muddle her creativity, because I know, like, this is something that my mom would do, like, oh, you want to rap that? You better put some different lyrics to it, rap like the cookies, girl, because you ain't about to be doing them lyrics.
Nope.
So that's really cute. Yeah. I really, and I love that she's embracing her natural hair.
Yes,
so adorable.
Love it.
Yeah,
that black girl magic.
Yeah,
you know,
so sweet.
Exactly. All right, so that wraps it up for this week.
Yay!
Yay! Always good conversation with you too.
Always something.
Always something.
I got to go to the Twilight Zone.
We got tinfoil.
We talked to aliens. Different gods.
Okay, where can the good people find you?
Everybody, your boy LG. My socials are down there, but I want you to come check out my film screening at the Pan-African Film Festival in honor of Black History Month. We're running starting from the 7th to the 19th. Go on PAFF.org, order a ticket for Jamaica House, my film. Hope to see you there.
And you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
And you can find me on all the internet. On the internet. That was so short.
I know.
At Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to be doing a Conversations right here on BHL with Mr. Al, talking all about his doc. But yeah, so until next time, peace.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.